Warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Stranger in the black sedan, oh, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have you.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those of you without definable gender, it's Friday night, you know what that means. On tonight's show, you'll find a complete lack of Scrappy, a complete lack of Negro, a complete lack of Tranny. No, instead all you've got is me, Mr. Murphy, my lovely co-host, Trencher,
aww,
and the nicest set of cans in the studio, Miss Zuzu is live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. All right. And the minute we start, Murph gets a phone call. This is fantastic.
That's my ex-wife. Impeccable timing.
Every time.
Every time.
No, she waits until she knows show starts.
She wanted the dog in the backyard because the kids want to see the baby. So
nice.
Anyway, howdy, yeah. Boys and girls.
I knew you'd like my intro.
Dude, that's awesome.
Blood, sweat, and tears. You can't go wrong with blood, sweat, and tears. Wait, that wasn't the dollar dance?
Yeah.
Oh.
The dollar dances are generally a little bit shittier than that. Anyway, boys and girls, so you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. How's everybody's Friday?
Delicious.
We'll go with delicious. We'll go with the positive.
Yeah, delicious and shitty. So all you fecal-faliacs, there you go.
We ask you how is your show Friday delicious and all that, and you say...
She said delicious, dude.
Yeah, but you wanted a little more detail.
No, I was just saying hi.
Oh, okay.
He's just trying to get more out of you.
It's true.
Anyone. Just like every other guy, huh?
Aha. Mm. Uh-huh.
You can't have none.
Boys and girls, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. It is live. It is Friday. Big howdy to the guys in the chat room.
This thing's got a wicked leg on it.
Yeah, it's because it's older than poop.
Yeah.
Plus, you're using the studio bandwidth as we're trying to broadcast out.
Very nice. All right, find us online, spankwagon.net. By going to spankwagon.net, you can click on a few things. Cam and chat to bring up the little itty-bitty chat room with the little itty-bitty slow camera. Or you can go to the really kick-ass cam by going to SWTV link right there at the very top of the page. Load that up, and you can watch us in full color.
And your shot right now is one that I highly recommend you tune in for.
As a matter of fact, someone in the chat room already said they wish they were in the studio right now. And we're actually going to talk about your boobs tonight, so be prepared for that there, Zoo.
Hey, Trencher.
Yes, Murph.
We have a distinct lack of Negro in the studio. What's going on?
Well, okay. I don't know what happened, but apparently he's going to be calling in. He said to us on a text that he's at one of the casinos and he's totally drunk. So we don't know what really is going
Should
on here
go and find
with
him?
Decaf.
Are we going on recon?
No, we're just going to do a show. I mean, he's a black
recon.
Dude.
Ooh,
he's a black dude drunk in a casino. He's called a member.
That's not hard to find.
No, not at all. Well, actually, it would be. He doesn't have an oxygen tank. You know, he's at the Texas station, which means he's at a blue hair
Silly
casino.
Silly son of a bitch.
What? Okay. Actually, I gotta kind of admonish Murph here for something.
What's that?
I'm giving you the official bit kill of the night right now.
Yep.
So we're throwing the bit kill music in.
Oh, damn.
All right. You bit killed even before the show came on.
I bit killed this son of a bitch like you don't even know. Tonight was supposed to be the Mentos booby trap. Now,
we've done the Mentos, taking the face cam, or taking the face plant of Mentos before.
Yes.
You and I have.
The Mentos booby trap is a whole other concept, and it's one that I'm a big fan of. Basically, what you do is you rig a Diet Coke bottle with a Mentos so that when you open it, the Mentos falls in and whoosh, foam.
Kadoosh.
Skadoosh. Foosh, kadoosh. Well, I kiboshed it, and let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
Tell us why.
I sent the email out to everyone, and I got exactly one response.
I'm sorry, I don't look at my emails.
That's okay.
Your video.
You're pretty. It's all right.
Hey, wait. So is
Decaf. Trophy.
He's so pretty.
Trophy host.
Trophy host. No, you know, the only response I got is you.
Yeah.
Now, this was supposed to be a big group thing. We would have all of us involved, and that's it. But the original bit killer struck again.
Okay.
How do you expect me to get dirty and I've got contacts in and oh, fuck that? Yeah, big deal.
You know, that's why I carry my contact case and my solution with me.
And that's why when we do this bit, you always wear goggles because we are safety minded. Remember,
yes.
Kids, we are professionals.
Wait,
don't try this at home.
Whatchamacallit? What did he say? The dude we had on a few months ago? Fuck safety.
Fuck safety. So I didn't hear anything from the Negro.
Okay.
The colored, if you will.
Oh, jeez.
And I didn't hear anything from Zeus. I kind of had a feeling she wouldn't want to get a face full of soda anyway, but you never know. She seems like the kind of gal who would be up for anything.
Fair enough.
Parking lot, you, me, 20 minutes.
I'll have
no.
a long break.
No.
Actually, for you, I'll have a short break.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't do parking lots anymore.
Anymore. Doesn't do them any less, though.
How about Venetian? I got a little extra money in the bank account this week. So,
all right.
Unfortunately, it's the Venetian parking ramp.
But it died. I didn't get any response. I didn't get anyone going, yeah, I'll do it. No, nothing. What I got was, meh, I don't want to do it. Meh.
Wait. I didn't say that.
You were the only one.
You
were the only one who said you wanted to do it. Either I got nothing or I got, meh. So I kiboshed it.
Bit killed it even before we could even start the bit.
Yeah. Oh, the Monarch.
New Venture Brothers out.
So anyway, if you... Folks, if you at home would like next week for us to do the beginning of the stunt extravaganza, where we would go over a course of, what, 3-4 weeks?
3-4 weeks. It would be a kind of a long term. Actually, it would have to be.
But it would be a stunt.
The problem is, though,
tournament.
We have to now hold this off until August because I'm going to be busy for most of July.
Dude, you'll still be here. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Nope, I won't.
Hmm?
Well, then
happened?
We'll be here without you.
What's going on?
Trencher's decided
sorry,
he hates us. And Trencher's decided he hates us and doesn't want to come do the show anymore.
I know. I'm phoning it in tonight. I mean, I'm not going to lie to anybody. I'm not going to lie to anybody out there listening. Matter of fact, if anybody would like to call in, 1-866-587-6257. Anyone?
And?
So anyway.
They can do my job tonight. Well, I'll do the board op, but they can do the talking.
But seriously, if you would like us
tonight?
To do the Mentos booby trap. Send us an email, radio@spankwagon.net. Let us know if you want us to do this or not. I want to do it, but I'm not doing it alone because there's no point. Because the Mentos booby trap leads to the tap out. And the tap out leads to the Chair of Doom.
New Metal Apocalypse.
Psh, sweet. Do you hear that? Just
yeah,
kind of,
I do. Yeah.
New Metal Apocalypse. That's awesome. So anyway, yeah, we killed the bit for this week. And our guest for this week, Ariel Evertits.
I like that name.
No show.
She's not coming.
I haven't heard anything from her. I've got no
Son
emails.
Son of a bitch. That is the last fucking time we get a tranny in here. Those bitches can't be trusted. They never fucking come in. They
I
never
know.
Fucking call.
I know.
And they never give you a reach around.
It's like most of Murph's girlfriends.
Hi-yo.
Boyfriends.
Hi-yo.
Somewhere in between.
Okay, look, dude. I'm not going to do it again. So, yeah, I'm kind of miffed. You know, I kind of figured the guests would, you know, it's just par for the course. Who'd have guessed? Strippers, porn stars, and trannies. Unreliable.
Shock.
I know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Absolute shock.
Does anybody else drive down Las Vegas Boulevard on the way here to the studio?
I do. Yeah.
Did you see the girl on the swing at Talk of the Town this week?
Little
blonde with a pair of red devil horns.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Muffin top.
Yeah, I saw that. No, muffin top. She sporting some decent A. But it looked like she needed to jog a lot. Yeah. Maybe a marathon.
Maybe leave off a couple of the burgers this week.
You think? So yeah, I saw that. We actually, when we're talking about, is it a strip club or just?
It's a strip club called Talk of the Town.
And what they have outside is underneath their big sign, they have a little swing set.
Strippers on a swing set.
Woo! Yeah. So normally in the winter though, it's strippers in parkas. I should do not. Yeah. So it's like, well, this is alluring.
Attractive.
I guess if you're going for the Alaskan traveler, this is perfect.
Hey, every once in a while, one of them's not wearing panties and goes. Whoosh. So
what's for radio?
That would be the legs opening. Just whoosh.
There you go. Yeah, but other than that, yeah, not much to look at. We always kind of joke about that driving in, the fact that they do wear the parkas and the snowsuits in the winter.
Yeah.
We're like, dude,
it's kind
of
chilly out there. But yeah, the girl today, not too bad. Blonde, red devil horns, but a little chunky.
Yeah, a little chunky. But yeah, I'd still hit it.
Not with your dick, dude. Sorry.
No, not with mine? Ooh, that is pretty bad then. All right, so moving on.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, we're all phoning in this one in tonight.
No, I think we're going to have some fun tonight, especially when the conversation
yes.
starts rolling. So, anyway, anybody else had anything interesting happen to them this week? Anything at all?
I don't really remember this week.
Bueller?
Yeah, this has been one of those weeks where, like, shit has happened. I mean, nothing to us has happened.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good night.
Peace. We are out of here.
Wow.
No, it was just kind of
it was a meh week. I mean, I didn't watch. Oh, the only thing I did was play about 1 hour video game a night. Mm-hmm.
Did you need to catch up with the Venture Brothers? They've had like 5 new episodes out already.
I didn't even realize it. I never had it set on my DVR, and I never caught it.
Listen,
never knew.
Just go online. AdultSwim.com.
Is it a pay service? Because I'm notorious.
No.
Okay. It's all free. And they have
God damn,
all
dude.
New
I didn't
stuff.
Know they had Jews in Iowa.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, you can always watch the episodes there.
And shit, I'm watching it right now.
Last week's episode was fucking hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious.
It was good. You know which one I really liked was Killinger.
Dr. Henry Killinger.
I love that man with his little slippers with the skulls.
Oh, yeah. With his little magic bag.
I love my job.
Metapocalypse is pretty good this week, too. For those of you that don't watch Adult Swim, well, you're faggots.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Hey, speaking of faggots... You got any dramatic music over there, Trench?
If you give me a minute, I can load it.
Load up some dramatic music, because I'm going to do a dramatic reading.
Let's see.
Come on, hurry it up, bitch.
Ooh.
No. Okay, we'll do that.
It's the Kona.
You can't beat Masterpiece Theater for telling stories.
Masturbate Theater.
The Kona.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, do you want a proper intro?
Yes.
And now, a dramatic reading from the website of Bradley Muffin.
Thanks for your patronage. After almost 11 years of broadcasting, we've decided to pull the plug.
The plug has been pulled.
For now, at least.
At least.
Radio is a tiring job, and we need our rest and stuff. And so does our equipment. Daredevil has decided to take its operations in a different direction.
Go left, bitch!
With our new company. Arrow 97.1 is not gone forever!
No!
We will relaunch Arrow 97.1 next year as a brand new station! Make sure you are all ready. Keep your eyes out for any updates either here or on our MySpace page.
MySpace, where pedophiles and muffins like to hang out.
We want to thank Syracuse for its best 10 years of our lives.
But they really want it back now.
Daredevil Radio Group thanks all of you for your help with events and getting the music out there so that independent artists are not left behind.
Unfortunately, everyone else was.
We apologize for any troubles. We wish you all the best.
Pip, pip.
Cheerio.
And all that jazz.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah.
Bradley, if you're listening, we'd like to invite you to call in, please. Because we'd love to hear about the, what is it, Sylvan...
Sylvan something. I'm not even going to direct. Here's the thing, just to remind everybody, I have yet to receive an answer to the offer of $200 to a charity of Brad's choice.
$200. Under, double is one, Bob.
Under Brad's name. If he
I've
can
got
prove,
another charity that I can go to.
Cool. If yes. he can prove, yes, we'll get to that. If he can prove, hi-yo. Without a shadow of a doubt, that he is in fact legally licensed to operate on an FM frequency.
Well,
just saying.
There you go. It's out there.
This has been a dramatic reading. So anyway, hi, boys and girls.
Hey, boys and girls.
And stuff.
Dinner's not good.
I'm phoning this one in. I told you that.
Get some music together, quick.
I am.
I have
keep
to
talking.
Pee. So it's been a fun week.
To pee.
The cam people, I think there's too much me on the camera, Zeus. I got to tell you, because it's all about you tonight. Hot damn.
Well, the camera's on me, too. Are you blind? Why don't you just log in and watch? See? You're way over there. I'm right here. See? Trencher, put some music in.
No, man. I want to see how long this death is.
This is... okay, here's the thing.
Moment.
Exactly. You know, it's been an interesting week, and you know what I want to talk about? Fuck the break. I want to talk about...
Oh, see, now I already have it built.
Well, yeah, if he's got it built, let's do this.
All right, hurry up and run the break then. When we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you why a local Las Vegas movie critic is the single most pretentious piece of shit I have ever encountered in my entire life.
Are you ready now?
I'm ready now. Go ahead and run the break.
All right.
More drums!
Time. I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how to look through other people's eyes.
Pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugar.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we have this PSA we do have to play immediately. I do apologize. I'm sorry, they're stepping up to the mic.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your homes. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Houses will be inspected for trace elements at noon. Anyone who fails to display the required embossed black velvet Mexican painting of Alexander Haig on their living room wall will be shot. Cameras and surveillance equipment will be posted on all lampposts and streetlights. Anyone failing to attend required worship services on Sunday will be promptly arrested and dispatched to a re-education resort. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we here at Spankwagon every now and again like to take a look at the politics surrounding our country. take a clear, broad, open-minded look at the policies put forth by both the Republican and Democratic parties and how they play out for you, the American citizen. Tonight is one of those such times. So please, join us in a celebration of everything that is Democratic and in a debate of all things political.
I'm sorry, I zoned out.
That's okay.
I'm looking at myself again.
Celebration, my ass. Because our wonderful Congress has decided that it is A-okay for domestic spying. Our wonderful Congress has decided that telecoms, you know, AT&T, the big phone companies, are now free from all liability for domestic spying.
Fuck.
Except for one man.
Russ Feingold.
Oh, no. There's another man who's joining in.
Ron Paul?
Nope.
Well, you say it already.
My dad.
Nope. Well, is your dad a senator?
Could be, I don't know.
There's a certain senator from Illinois.
Barack Obama.
Who has said he will now join and support any filibuster that stops the FISA immunity.
Because as far as I'm concerned right now, I am beyond livid. Because here we now get everything that, you know, that little clip I was playing. Jello Biafra at Hope, I want to say it was Hope.
It was in the 70s, wasn't it?
No, that's Hope Conference speech.
Oh, okay.
That's a speech from one of the Hope Conferences in New York from 2600. No, it was years ago that he did that, and it's still totally relevant today. And it's scaring me because now we're being told
it's
that...
It's always been relevant.
Oh, but now it's more so because now the government
but
is saying
it's
totally okay. Before it was subversive, you know what? We all knew we were being spied on by our own country. But now it's obvious, and now they want to take away our ability to actually go after them and say, you shouldn't really do this, and go after the phone company saying, you shouldn't just roll over and wag your tail. I'm sorry, the Kalia laws...
We've gotten lazy. People should be in like an uprise from all the shit that's been going on, but we are so fucking lazy. We're like,
We posted on Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, but we don't do anything. They had what was I reading? I don't remember if it was down in Mexico or where, but it was a foreign country, and there was a huge protest for gas prices going up a dime. And I'm sitting there going,
oh, yeah, that's in the UK. It's like they're already paying like
$8. Well, you know, and yeah, they're getting shafted, and you're right. It was in European, it was in EU or something like that, and they protested. We pay almost $5 a gallon, and I'm sorry. Fuck you. And I love our syndicates, and I'm going to piss them all off right now, our foreign
syndicates.
It's
supply and demand. We have a lot more demand here in this country. There's a shitload of us compared to you little fucking tiny countries.
Fuck China. All right? Communism isn't going to win out and cause us a more bigger inconvenience. There you go. There's one way to link it. Bring some of those baby boomers around. Link the high gas prices to communism because communist China is causing our high gas prices.
Communist China and... Venezuela.
Oh, fuck Venezuela. You know what? Here's a funny thing about Venezuela. Venezuela goes, you know, Hugo Chavez says, hey, EU, I'm going to, you know, not sell you any of my oil if you do this. And EU's like, you don't sell us any of your oil to begin with. What's your point? Okay, bye. Go away. No, fuck Chavez. Okay, he's a moron. He's sort of like Castro, but he actually has a little bit of something.
Juice behind him.
Yeah, a little juice behind him. No, I'm sorry. I don't want to pay $5 a gallon of gas. You know what? I am comfortable. $1 to $2. Perfectly comfortable now.
Yeah.
None of this $4.95 shit. No, no, no. No, no, no. And they want to drill Anwar. Okay, they got 24 million acres of Anwar they still haven't even touched or developed or done a fucking geological survey on yet. So why are you asking for more? It's like my son. I love my son. But you give him a half a peanut butter sandwich, he'll take a bite and want the other half. No, you take what you get, and then I'll give you more. Otherwise, you're wasting it, and you're not doing anything with it. And that just pisses me off. Sorry, I'm really livid about that.
That's all right, dude. Go.
Because as far as I'm concerned, right now, we're going to hell. It's hell in a handbasket, all right?
Dude, we've been going to hell forever.
No. Now it's proof. Okay, first, our economy is in shit.
Yeah.
All right. Our economy
that stimulus check didn't do anything for
stimulus
me,
check wasn't for anything. Stimulus check was a, hey, here's a pat on the back.
It was a weapon of mass distraction.
Exactly
what it was.
Okay. As far as I'm concerned, we have an economy that's been taken to shit by a few bankers who said, hey, we got this shady loan system that we're just kind of buffaloing on people. And you know what? It's going to fuck the country. But we're not going to tell people it's going to fuck the country. We're going to tell people it's going to give everybody a house. All right? And I'm sorry. I live in Las Vegas where our foreclosure rates are the number one in the nation. Why? Because shady people
like
fucking Vegas.
I have eight houses next to my house that are like,
everyone
for sale,
does.
For sale,
everyone
for sale.
Does. All right. So first we got the economy going to shit. We're sort of on a recession, but not quite on a recession.
We're on a downturn.
Yeah, we're on a downturn. If you could avoid saying recession by any other sentence, any other word.
It hurts my ear.
Your recession. It's recession. We're in a recession. Admit it. Take it. Love it. All right. Two, fuel. I'm going to bring it back to fuel. All right, we're paying way too much, and we're making way too little. I'm sorry. Can't handle that. Not a good situation. Plus, we don't have public transportation. We don't have an alternate transportation method.
And if you do take public transportation or transportation, you're risking getting stabbed.
Yeah, public transportation is not safe, and it's not economically smart. And especially out here where you really ought to have more buses because, oh, I don't know, it's 109 degrees outside, and no one really wants to hop from one bus, wait an hour, hop to another bus.
Dude, I get a fucking sunburn in the shade. It's so fucking hot.
So you got that part of it. So we got the financial going to fuck. We've got, oh yeah, the job market. Unemployment is down a little. But it, you know, the banks are saying, you know, one party saying, hey,
wait,
it's down, yay.
Wait, down a little. Dude, we dropped from 5 to 5.5% in a month. There has not been an unemployment move that large since the 70s.
There are elderly people that are in retirement that are trying to get jobs over kids that are coming out of high school. Or in high school.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You have people who are 90, you know, 80 and 70, you know, these ancient people that are
working
needing to
out
go back.
Fucking, okay, yeah, work at Walmart. That's fine. You know, that's what they do. Greet. But they need more than just greeters.
Maybe. Hi, welcome to Walmart.
Well,
hi,
looks like a look at this,
where
though.
Where am I?
Do you know why they have to work at fucking Walmart? Because of Enron. Because here again, another nice, wonderful capitalist system. I'm a capitalist. I buy shit. I work in a capitalist system.
I like shoes.
Thank you. You know,
who doesn't like shoes?
Well, apparently the Chinese. But anyhow, that's another story. Here's the thing.
Who doesn't like a good
ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding. All right. You know, it's going to shit. And now we get our own government saying, yeah, it's kind of okay for big companies to spy on you because, you know, everyone could be a potential terrorist. Do you know why they're afraid of everyone being a potential terrorist right now?
It could be a terrorist.
One, the economy. Because of the economy. Think about it. Let's put this all together in perspective. The economy goes to shit. People might. Now, I say might because we are the most apathetic nation in the entire... fuck it.
Country.
We're the most apathetic nation in the entire
country.
World. All right? We don't care what's happening to us. We're going to sit down and take it so long as we have our DVDs, as so long as we have our internet.
And our fast cars.
And our cars. Well, no, not even that anymore because they're trying to take that away from us.
I'm sorry. I'm not getting rid of my car.
No, you don't have to. You shouldn't have to. They should, you know, there should be something better going on. We have nothing positive right now going on in our country. Nothing. Find one positive thing.
Mystere? Cirque du Soleil?
Porn. Internet.
Ooh,
porn.
Boobs. I like boobies.
Unfortunately, what now they're talking about, hold on, the telecoms are now talking about throttling internet, so that way if you actually do use more than what they think you should use,
my God.
They're going to stop your internet. Yeah, they'll start charging you more, which means your boobs, your porn, your Metalpocalypse on Comedy Central because...
And my BitTorrents.
Adult Swim. No, there's a big difference between Comedy Central and Adult Swim.
I don't think you guys understand how you get this shit delivered.
It means the guys at canishosting.com, that's C-A-N-I-S hosting, canishosting.com, who give us our absolutely wonderful web space. If they're throttling our bandwidth, that means the wonderful Spankwagon page that is coming to you at canishosting.com or from canishosting.com will not come as fast as you want it to.
The dog is growling.
Look at him. He's mad. He's over there. He knows. He's like, God damn you. How dare you work in some capitalist bullshit while I'm trying to
tell
you.
I'm all right with capitalist bullshit. I have no problem with capitalist bullshit. It's just the simple fact that everything's going to hell.
It's going to hell, but here's the thing.
Take your headsets off so you don't have to listen to
him. Dude, it's going to shit.
You can't help but listen to him.
It's going to shit in degrees, so people just don't notice as much.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So what are we going to do? I mean, as a nation, what can we do?
I say we bomb Iran. Let's listen to John McCain. No. You know what we do?
Boobs. Yeah, we'll get
you
to that.
You know what we do? We listen to a guy, and we vote for a guy who may actually do something right for this godforsaken country.
Did you just say vote for McCain?
No, I was just playing around.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that because my attention span is only so long.
Did it make
and
your sphincter
you
just
stuff?
Clench there for
yes.
a second? No, look.
Fucking do that.
Look, let me say this. And I know on this show we're not supposed to back any one political candidate. We're supposed to be a little more open.
Back a candidate. I don't care.
Then God damn it. Look at this guy. Look what Barack Obama is trying to fucking do for this country.
Barack Obama.
What a shocker. The little white girl likes a large black man. He is trying to do something good for this country. He's trying to pull our heads out of our asses. You know, $4 a gallon gas sucks ass.
And I'm sorry, suspending a tax. We've said it before. Several hosts have said it before. It isn't going to help. It isn't going to do anything except cause a tax crunch. So when we do need the money for something important, we're not going to have it.
Yeah, it fucks us. So no, don't.
I'm
don't
sorry.
Do that.
We live, and you got to understand, Nevada is a state where our governor somehow managed to squander away a $300 million positive bank account for the state into a $900 million negative. Okay. Oh, yeah, by the way, Cuntface is also getting a divorce.
And has $1,000 in text messaging charges. Here's the weird thing.
So let's just build a couple stadiums and hope that a team comes here to save
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's get a team.
No. Yeah. No. Fuck that shit. You don't. Oh, my God.
Vegas is the yardstick by which you measure the nation's economy. Because Vegas shows what people will spend on play.
Yes.
And right now, Vegas is in a world of hurt.
Well, it's not a world of hurt. It has a slight boo-boo. All right. We'll downplay it a bit here because our tourism is down, but we...
And the people that are coming here are spending less money.
Right.
It's not so much that people aren't coming. It's that the money that they're spending when they're here, it's not enough. What are you trying not to laugh at? Because I said coming?
Several times, but it was another joke. All right, so anyhow.
He's throwing shit everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. He is pissed.
Oh, people.
Dude, it's...
No, you know what? You're right. It's a yardstick. And let's take a look at what Radio XUK said here. The Scottish government, they're looking at a bill where if you send a sexual or offensive content on a text or SMS, 10 years in jail.
Quit governing our lives.
We don't need to be saved from ourselves. We just need someone to come in and say, you know what? This whole oil thing's kind of screwed up. If we're going to drill Anwar, let's drill Anwar.
Did you just say I can't send sexy messages?
No.
You goddamn better keep sending me sexy messages.
Yeah, you're absolutely.
Here's the really fucked up part, and this is where you know the economy is fucked. When the Saudi government comes out and says, wait a minute, there is absolutely no reason oil should be $150 a barrel.
Not Saudi. OPEC together comes out and says, oh, wait a minute, this ain't
is
right.
A bit high. You guys should be right about $100 a barrel because we're putting out more of this oil than humanly possible. The problem are the archaic our children learning. The problem is the archaic antitrust laws that we have in place from the Depression era. That is the problem. Futures markets right now are anally raping the U.S. economy. Why? Because they can get away with it.
Yep.
It's not the oil companies. It is not the gas stations. It is the futures markets. Those are the people that are fucking you. Charles Schwab. Something Schmidt. Chase Manhattan.
Bears and Stearns. I'm sorry. They just put charges on those two dudes from Bears and Stearns. It's the government. It's, you know... We're looking at everybody wants to say deregulate this and deregulate that. And
no!
When you do, it all goes to shit.
It worked out really well in Texas when they deregulated the EPA standards there.
Yeah. Gear change.
somebody touch my abs.
All right, we needed a gear change. It was getting a little too pathetic there because you know
gear
what?
Gear change!
You know what? Because here's the thing. We all need to do something.
I turn my head when I do that.
We all need to do something. We all need to be a little more vocal. And if someone goes out and just posts on MySpace, you're as much of a douchebag as I am sitting here behind a microphone.
It is your patriotic duty to question everything. Vocally.
I do it, but not out loud.
Just not in a free speech zone.
Yeah, that's pissing me off. That shit, too. Hey,
communism looks good on paper.
We've been... communism looks great on paper. Shit implementation. Matter of fact, Cuba has just ended the whole equal pay for work. So now they're actually going to be, you know,
pay
to play.
Paid for their worth.
Paid for their worth.
Pay
so,
play.
So you know if Cuba is giving up on...
Cuba.
If you know if Cuba's giving up on it, you know that, okay, it's time to finally see that Cuba. Communism doesn't work. So China's giving up. Cuba's giving up.
It was a good idea.
Well, it was a good idea.
But it didn't plan out very well because of the egotistical bastards that were behind it.
The nature of human beings.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're greedy.
I mean, there's no
way
about
it. Do I like shoes?
Who doesn't?
Isn't that like a video clip something on shoes? There's a internet meme.
Someone's got a shoe fetish.
What girl doesn't? You have a foot fetish.
It's not a foot fetish per se.
Well, what is it? Because we were talking about feet. I think feet are ick.
I enjoy.
My feet are nice.
I enjoy certain feet, and it's not. Okay. It's not all women. It's just one or two here or there. I appreciate a good foot. There is a wonderful woman we work with, and she has feet that
she's so tiny.
They make me hard.
Really?
I can't
little
lie about
tiny,
this.
Tiny girl.
Huh.
And it's just, I don't know what it is.
Very interesting.
God, I wouldn't give to see her naked.
Go from the foot up to the butt. Okay.
Foot butt.
All right, what else do we have? Because we do have stuff we wanted to talk about, but like I said, we're all phoning this one in tonight. All
right, here, I'll do the closed eye point thing. Okay, I got the bottom of the list.
Mars lander has found ice.
We found ice. Look out!
So now we're going to start digging for oil, because obviously there has to be oil on Mars.
Yes. Those Martians, they're a threat to our freedoms. We're going to go ahead.
Actually, I think it's fantastic. First off, just what they've been able to do, and there was a bunch of photos I saw online.
Some really nice high-res photos.
Yeah, high-res photos of the lunar surface and the lunar sky.
Well, not lunar, the Martian surface.
Oh,
and
excuse
the Martian
me, Martian sky.
For those of you that have been living under a rock, they have found ice on Mars. For a while, they thought it was salt, and it dissipated, and salt doesn't do that. It's like, that's not salt! It's water! And where there's water,
there's fish.
Well, there's life.
Was it the moon or was it Mars that they found, like, form of bacteria? Like, they had
Mars.
Was it Mars? So
Mars.
Now we have bacteria. We have, at one point, you know, we have water and ice, which means that if ice and this water is evaporating,
mm-hmm.
Well, is it really truly going into the atmosphere or is it just completely lost? I mean, this is going to be...
No, there is an atmosphere on Mars.
Okay.
There is an atmosphere.
You're right, because the parachutes did mm-hmm. inflate.
They did inflate,
so there is an atmosphere.
So, okay, here we go. Mr. Murphy's theory on what the fuck happened on Mars. So a couple of billion years or so ago, there was a thriving society on Mars, much like ours.
No.
Hold on. Now, this thriving society, as with any life form, there was war. And they eventually wiped each other out with what weaponry they had. And in a last-ditch effort to say, well, fine, if I can't have this planet, no one can. The losing side scorched the Earth, destroying all ways to support life. And that's the end of that. I seriously think that a couple of billion years ago, there was probably life on Mars. And it was a civilization, and they wiped each other out with war.
All right, so you're basically comparing Mars with scorched Earth.
Well, scorched earth policy, but
yeah, scorched earth policy. Okay, in other words, nuke, and hopefully, maybe we'll pave if someone survives.
I don't see any structures or demolished structures or
billions of years.
But they've only said that they've only
remnants of sectioned off areas.
Okay, but they've only said that the universe, or it could only be about 14 billion years right now.
Yeah, so we're 4 or 5 billion years worth of erosion and a depletion of its atmosphere and a complete. You know, the elements being that close to the sun and the lunar, or excuse me, the Martian winds there hit like in the 400 to 500 mile an hour range. It's just destroyed everything, and it's been eroded to the point that it just doesn't exist anymore. Hell, there are structures in the Sahara Desert that disappear in a couple of hours when sand waves over them.
All right,
well,
now
they're not
Vert
disappeared; they are underneath it.
Vert in the chat room points out that Mars isn't even that old. The sun isn't even old enough to do that. The sun's only a few million years old.
Well,
so you're talking billions in a solar system that can't even be more than millions.
Okay, look, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're a fucking liar.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong on the time frame, but it's still my theory, is that there was some sort of life on Mars. There was some sort of war. They wiped each other out and then thus wiped out their own planet.
Well, let's ask this then. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, that we wiped our own planet out.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to check us out maybe in about, you know, a few million years from now. What do you think the legacy of Earth is going to be?
Toxic waste.
Toxic waste?
Hmm?
Well, let's find out. Hey, I got a caller on the line. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller, you're in the air. Hello, caller. Wow, these guys are good. They're calling in. Ooh. All right. So that was caller.
Try harder. Try again.
Yeah, really. So basically, you know, toxic waste. So obviously, up north from here, Yucca will survive. Well, in the sense that the waste will survive.
Mm-hmm.
But what else? I mean, what other legacy? Because
roaches.
Obviously, well, roaches will survive. But
Wally.
All right, let's try this again. Caller's trying again. Hello, caller.
Talk.
We can hear you there.
Hello, caller.
Talk.
Dude, hello? Sounds like you're in a really bad cell area.
Are you on your cell phone? Stop the car. Pull over.
Safely.
We're just in the middle of traffic. It's fine.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Huh?
Hello?
Hello, are you here?
There you
go. There you go. How you doing?
What's going on?
Is this decaf?
It sounds like a drunken Negro.
It sounds like him. He said he was going to call, but the phone keeps dropping. And I think
he's
on his
cell. No, it's still there, but if you're in a casino, you linger in and out because of
the... Well, I didn't know. I didn't hear the slot machine, so I had to drop the line. Well, you don't hear that anymore.
No.
But, you know, I mean, seriously, what is our legacy? And I want to hear other people's thoughts on this, too. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. I just... kind of curious. I mean, what legacy can we leave? I mean, is it going to be doom and gloom? I mean, at one point are they going to say, "Hey, here was a society that was great"? All right,
our
final third and final try. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, you made it now,
Negro.
Yeah, I'm
with my black man.
Oh, let me tell you. All right, it's been a busy ass fucking week, dog. I had to do a bunch of shit for my fucking book. I had to put together with some of my coworkers. We had to do 3 fucking presentations for staff day for work. And I had fucking math class and a fucking exam this week. Right? So after I got done with the staff day, I sat down in the bar, had a couple of drinks, I'm like, fuck it, I can't go nowhere.
So basically you're
still here. I'm still here.
Nice. Way to go.
Well, fucking white girls love me, dude. After the presentation, all these people from work and shit, like, they've been grabbing under me all night. Oh, this and that. Oh, you said something to this and that and that and that and that. I'm like, hey, I know. Big Daddy's still the same. You know what? So what y'all talking about tonight, man?
Well, right now we were just talking about some politics. And then we got talking about the lunar lander finding ice on Mars. Then we just delved, into, if, you know, let's say we wiped our society out. Let's say we wiped the Earth out, okay?
All right.
What is our legacy? If someone were to discover Earth in a million years, what would be the big thing they would find?
They would see my ass.
Your big black ass.
They see my big black ass. They see Big Daddy talking to white girls. That's probably what they talk about.
He's wasted.
Yeah, he's totally wasted.
All right. Well, let me call you guys back because someone wants to use my phone.
Oh, okay.
We'll
talk to you later.
All righty.
All right. So, obviously, Decaf brought in, you know, the race car. So, that's what it'll be. Murph?
I'm just looking up something real quick.
All right. Why don't we go ahead? Let's cut to a quick break. You're listening to the greatest telephoned-in radio show ever.
Woo-hoo!
Someone? Anyone?
This is where you say the name of the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a moment. We'll be right back.
gets richer off you. Well, you'll work harder with a gun in your back for a full leather race today. So let your French soldier steal your sword, then you're gonna skewer it on a stake. Then now you can go where people are one. Then now you can go where they get things done. What do you need in my son? What do you need in my son? It's a holiday in Cambodia where people dress in black. It's a holiday in Cambodia where your kids have to grow.
Folks, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
All right. So, actually, you know what? We're going to go into our boobs conversation, our typical necessary titty conversation here in just a minute. But first, I want to address something in the chat room. People are talking here about the different chats we have, and we've actually been struggling with chat room and chat room stuff for, God, seems like forever now. Before, we used to run off of IRC, Internet Relay Chat, which is great because those of us who know what we're doing, very comfortable in it, know how to make it work, know what we need to do in it. Then we had a lot of problems with people who did not know how to use IRC, try to go in and they couldn't have a nick or they couldn't use the name they wanted to use because it was taken, things like that. Didn't know how to type in it in some cases to where they could actually use it, even if I tried to dumb it down to make a very, very user-friendly
I don't
interface.
Understand how I make myself come out on the word.
Yeah. So then we decided, okay, we'll just stick with what the studio offers. Now, the studio here at LV Rocks, they offer a flash chat app.
How do you make that one work? I don't understand.
Well, that has, you know, chat capabilities. They've merged it in with a cam, just like the IRC. They did that for the IRC too. And then what we get on our side is, will you stop, please? I really need to be able to talk here.
You're so far
I
away.
Really think I should be sitting on the other side of the table.
You should.
You complained before, so you don't get to go over to the other side.
So anyhow.
He doesn't like feet.
I don't like feet.
No, he doesn't like feet, but he loves your
he
feet
likes
on him.
Feet now.
Maybe I do. So anyhow, what I'm trying to say is, though, that we have this chat, and everybody's like, why are we using the Mogulus chat? Why are we not using the chat that actually comes with the video product? All right. First things first, we are so against censorship and we are so against it that, you know what, to be honest, you're right. We should never censor a damn soul. But we have learned that some people just should not be allowed to communicate. It's sort of like, you know, always say some people should never be allowed to procreate. It's kind of along the same lines and, amazingly enough, probably along the same people. We had a problem with people coming into the chat room with pretty much interests that were not... Well, it wasn't positive in any way, shape, or form.
No, look, they just wanted to come in and be dicks.
Yeah, pretty much.
And trust me, I'm okay with wanting to come in and be a dick.
Totally.
But when you want to come in and be a dick and not be funny...
Yeah.
Hey, do you think this is funny? Do you think it's funny when you use the same board over and over again? Do you think that's funny? No. Here's the problem. The Mogulus chat offers us absolutely no way to administer the system. It also, though, doesn't give us a way to set the topic. It doesn't give us a way to set a limit or set flood bots or anything like that. It's a cool system, don't get me wrong, but as far as for what Mogulus offers, its chat is really, really lacking in the features that we like in the Flash chat.
Right. And, of course, the Flash chat, I'll be completely honest, totally lacks in the flexibility and user ability of IRC. So this is going to be pretty much the compromise, this Flash chat that we use. Now, I'm working on trying to integrate it more with all the video and everything. That's down the road. We are so trying because we hear what everybody says. But until we get that done, or until I get a chance to get that done, please be patient.
Spankwagon Media Panel. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, we're working on that hard.
That's all I'm going to say.
Well, a lot of hard in this studio right now. Yeah, moving on. Let's talk about hard. Let's talk about tits because we also had a very great. This is the frustrating thing is we have all these wonderful conversations, breaks, and during the beginning of the show, we are going to talk about Zuzu's boobs, specifically Zuzu's boobs.
That. You can't put it down any further. I will drop the thingy. Right.
And Murph is going to sit and stare at Zuzu's boobs too. Zuzu has okay. Well, why don't we? You tell people what cup size you are.
B.
B what?
34,
36, I don't know. All right, so 34, 36B, a fairly decent
otherwise known
breast
as
size.
Hot!
Yeah, thank you. But you just rolled your eyes. Zuzu just rolled her eyes when Murph said hot. Why did you roll your eyes?
Because they never look like they're supposed to look when you're naked. I could put any bra on, Victoria's Secret especially, and they will look fucking slamming. Like, the best titties ever. But when you take it off, they don't sit like that anymore.
Well, where are you basing your expectation of where titties should sit?
Do you look
at magazines? Are you looking at TV, actresses, porn?
No,
where?
I'm looking at myself.
So
hold on, just a second. Are you trying to dissuade her from her decision?
No, I'm trying to understand.
Because I will take your eye out with a spork.
Will you shut up? I want to know where this is coming from. Where is the self-image
Okay, if you look right now on the screen, that's where they should sit.
Look right now on the screen. Okay. And we get the live view. So everybody get to the Mogulus chat right now or the Mogulus video right now. Oh, my.
Okay. Here's the thing. I've known Zeus for about a year or so now. And she has a great self-image of herself. She's not like one of those, I hate myself. No. But if she feels she needs this, she's not doing it to impress someone. She's not doing it for anybody else. This is something solely that she wants.
Right.
And I stand behind her, now, more importantly, in front of her, drooling 100%.
In front, behind, whichever.
Yeah. It's just where
my butt looks good, too.
So then let's ask the question.
Fantastic.
So we need to ask the question. So you want to get implants.
Right. Because I want to look good because I roam around the house nude a lot, especially since it's hot. That's what I like to do. And when I pass by, I have these
mirrors.
Can I come
over to your house later?
Fuck you, no.
Damn it.
I have all these giant mirrors in my house because I am very vain. But when I look at myself, stuff doesn't sit where I think it should sit. And especially since I've been working out lately, when women work out and they start to lose weight, they lose it in their boobies first.
The boobs go first, right. Which is a damn shame.
It is a damn shame.
Fucking shame. So, yuck. You know, oi. So, you know, I think every woman's boobs should be perky and perfect. If they're the rest of their body could be fucking flab or whatever, but your titties should always sit very, very well.
There is a special request from the chat room. If we could get rid of the gray bar at the bottom of the screen
of
for
the Mogulus video,
a few minutes.
I am so mean.
Yeah, she's the one who controls that, boys. So if you'd like to call in and actually request it, the number is 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587. 62.
It's on my boobs.
57. The number's there on her boobs. Call in and ask that we remove the gray bar.
Fantastic.
Set the girls free! Freedom!
Ah, yes. That joke sometimes gets old.
Fuck you. It works for the boobies.
All right.
Now, I look, it's no secret. Zeus is hot. She is smoking hot.
Thank you.
That there is a jealousy factor going on. Somewhere else.
What?
As my pocket vibrates.
You're in trouble.
You've got a thing in your pocket.
I, like I said, I support her in this because if this is something she wants for her, then that's awesome. If she's not doing it, I want nice boobs so he will love me more. No, that's not what it is. What it is
it's all about me.
Yeah, she wants boobs for her. And I say, fucking more power to her. I'm vain. I look at my hair in the mirror all the time. You know what? I want a cock implant. I want a penis the size of a garden hose. Or at
you
least
go from your hair to your cock?
Well, I'm sort of vain in the whole hair thing, but I want a bigger penis. I don't know a guy out there
how
who doesn't.
How did you go from your hair down here?
Well, it's his head, so.
My hair looks good. Who we can?
Apparently.
Flock of seagulls over there. Your hair's doing it. So,
yeah, it
but I wouldn't mind a cock implant. Get a fucking Coke can for a cock thickness. I mean, that'd be outstanding.
You know, sometimes it just, you may want it bigger, and bigger works for boobs. It doesn't necessarily work for dick.
See, the difference between men and women, though, is we want, when we put our cock in women, we want her to go, ah. We want to know that it's almost too big.
Well, your girl needs to be doing some exercises to make that happen. That's all I'm saying. Girls,
look, there's no
you do
lack
the exercises,
there.
And you will be as tight as a virgin. I do it all the time. Fuck, I'm doing it right now.
Kegels.
Hey-o. No, I just, I wouldn't mind a bigger cock, and it's totally me. It's not like, oh, I don't feel like I'm satisfying my partner, and she'll love me more if my penis is bigger. No, I want a big cock. I want a giant cock. I want a cock that matches my balls. Who are we kidding? But, I've got really big nuts. Like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's almost uncomfortable to sit
like
sometimes.
Like a dog walking around.
Exactly. I feel like the dog from,
Half-Baked?
No.
Wait, no.
Van Wilder.
Van Wilder.
I feel like the dog from Van Wilder. And it's not that there's semen backed up there, because I'm jerking off on a fairly regular basis. In
and
fact,
you have a new kid.
My schedule, I haven't seen, never mind. Look, let's just say the doctor said that sex for us in the latter part of the pregnancy was a bad idea. So eventually I'm going to have to be reintroduced to my wife's vagina. And that's okay. I understand that. That's one of those things that happens. But I wouldn't mind a cock that resembled my forearm. Just, you know?
That's not appealing. I'm sorry. Nobody would want to stick that in them.
Oh, I know some women who would want that in them.
That's disgusting.
In the A's.
Ooh.
Trench, how do you feel about my penis?
He feels it about like that?
No.
What about when it's snuggled up behind you?
Are you trying to play gay chicken over the radio?
Pressing against your ass cheeks.
I'll probably be asleep anyway. You seem to like to take advantage of anybody asleep.
Yeah, so. Susie, you want to take a nap?
No.
Didn't think so.
I'm locking myself in my car.
That's okay. You'll fuck the tailpipe of the car.
Don't fuck with my
car.
No,
that's decaf. That's decaf always fucking her car.
Yeah. I'm touching my fucking car.
Look, here's the thing. Okay, look. Zeus, you got great boobs. If you want bigger ones, more power to you, sweetie. I ain't going to stop you.
Yeah, thanks.
In fact, I will encourage you. Not financially, because I'm broke, but I will encourage you. I will offer all the support
well,
you need.
Well, then what good are you? Because I have my own support. Well, I am my own support.
Well, not only look, hey, this is how far I'm willing to go for our friendship. Not just emotional support, but when you do get them, I'll sit there and I'll
you
help
will
you.
Massage
I'll hold
them
up,
me, right?
Yeah, yeah I'll massage them. I will hold them up for you. I will offer you physical. Look, if you can't be a boob supporter.
Nice. Unfortunately, you support. Kind of are a boob.
Now, we were looking at the cup sizes going back and forth. There is some discussion about the cup sizes. Now, originally, Zeus, you wanted to go from
C.
From a B to a C.
Good right. Day. Get on the mic.
Now, my encouragement is to go from a B to a D, because if you're going to do it right. And you are, what is this one that you're looking at here? Is this B to a C or B to a D?
B to a D.
And what do you think of this B
like
to a
it.
D?
But I think I'd have to go to that doctor because it looks like he did a really good job. You know how there's sometimes there's those weird lumps there, and it doesn't. It definitely looks like you've had a boob job.
Yeah, and if you, it's especially
this guy
if you've
did a really, really good job, and they are like perfect. And she had like nothing going on.
Yeah,
she had
some,
nothing.
She had
they looked
cans.
Like two eggs on hooks, like sunny side up eggs. You know, on hooks.
Like a couple of gym socks full of D batteries.
Yeah, they were just hanging.
Maybe
there.
Even AA batteries.
They were very, very small, and I don't believe that's a C. I believe that was. Almost pushing a C, but I or a B. I'm
a B,
sorry.
Yeah, that's high A, low B, right there.
Yeah, that's high A, and but ow, they fit her body now.
I said, you know, I said with the
girl is 27, 115. I don't think she's 115.
So she's a little heavier than you.
No, I'm much heavier than that.
Oh please.
And that's true. But she's 5'5". But I don't think she's, I don't think she's 115. Because if you're 5'5", I'm 5'5", 5'6". And that girl's like pushing 115. She would be a lot thinner than that. Because her arms and her...
I don't know. I think you've got a build that's perfect.
Well, thank you. I know that.
You got curves in
all the right places.
Just the right places. Yeah. So, Trencher, stop jerking off over there.
Sorry, I'm doing something online.
Oh, he's spanking it pretty hard over there. No, I'm a big fan of breast implants. I actually kind of prefer them. I think breast implants...
And this was under the muscle, too.
I think breast implants for a woman say, hey, guess what? I give a shit about my tits, and I want you to give a shit about my tits, because I'm a boob guy. I'm a boob guy through and through.
You know, I don't really care if anybody doesn't really notice them or not. It's just basically for me, because... Like I said,
you're
going to
be playing
vain.
With them all the time, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You're already playing with them
all
the time anyway.
I play with them now, so it's like... Oh, yeah, the bar is there. Sorry, I forgot.
That's because no one's called in yet.
It's true.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. We forgot to record tonight's show, didn't we?
No.
Oh, all this in brains, too. Can you believe it, boys?
And we get a call. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi.
Oh, it's DK.
Hi.
Hi, this is Big Daddy DK.
Oh, Big Daddy DK.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Oh, I miss you so much.
Are you guys still talking about launching rockets?
No, we're talking about Zuzu's boobs.
What kind of boobs? Hey, when is Lexi supposed to be coming back on the show?
Couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks? Couple.
Wow, he really has gotten drunker since the last call.
Well, me?
Decaf. How many white women are around you right now?
Not that many, man. They're starting to filter out. Their husbands start calling. Their husbands start calling. Oh, well, I got to go. He's mad. I'm like, really? Yeah, that's awkward.
So how's your day going?
My day's all right, man. How's your guys going?
I'm doing good. Like I said, we're just talking about Zuzu's boobs. Can't really go wrong with that.
Yeah, no, I'm not fucking with I don't want to fuck with the feng shui of the show and shit. Y'all talk about some stuff.
No, it'd be better if your fat ass was here. What the fuck, yo?
Hey, man, that happened.
Chicken wings after the show.
God damn, that girl is so fucking sexy.
Gotta get chicken wings. Get the chicken. Get the chicken.
Zuzu, get him hard.
Yeah. Well,
I said him,
place?
Not me.
Same place.
Everybody's gonna get hard now.
All right, nah. Dude. So what the fuck? You got drunk at a casino. Are you gonna be on the show next week?
Yes. I would have been on the show this week if I didn't get drunk at a casino.
Now I didn't hear from you about a yes or a no about the Mentos booby trap.
Dude, let me tell you the truth, man. I forgot what the fucking website you guys told me to go to, but I was like. Well, I don't want to call him up and ask him what website it is to look at the Spank Wagon mail because it's embarrassing. But I couldn't remember where you told me to go to look at the mail. But it was just been a busy week, man. It was just so busy. I just got caught up doing shit, and the next thing I know, it's Friday.
Look, it's simple, okay? It's www.checkyourmailyousillysillynegro.net.
You're still a motherfucker. That's why I love you.
I'll send it to you in an email. But look. Next week, we're contemplating, because I'm a little bummed out about this, doing the Mentos booby trap. Are you in to do the Mentos booby trap?
Well, you know, I'll do whatever fucking stuff needs to be done, man. You know, I do whatever needs to be done for the better of Spankwag. You know, that's what I do.
See, you say that now, but we've had conversations where you say, I don't want to do any more stunts.
Dude, I wore a fucking white cock dildo.
Yes, you did.
What haven't I done for the show?
All right, see, that's the kind of sacrifice that I like. Now, Trench, you over there, if we say want to do it next week, will you participate in the Mentos booby trap?
I was going to participate this week.
He was.
So the answer is still yes.
Okay, now, Zuzu, this is a little rougher for you because you're a chick. Will you participate next week in the Mentos booby trap?
All right.
Okay, so we've got all of us. And there's one holdout. So, ladies and gentlemen, I say this to you. Wow, those are nice. Tell her. Tell our holdout to be a part of the Mentos booby trap. Because this really doesn't work unless everybody's involved. Send her an email. Scrappy at spankwagon.net. Send her an email. Tell her that she has to participate in the Mentos booby track next week. We will have safety goggles, and she can fucking put on a clean shirt. I don't give a fuck. I want to do this bit because it's going to be funny.
She's
now,
gonna do it.
Decaf.
I'm doing this shit. I have no fucking idea what the Mentos shit even is. Other than what you guys described to me, and I'm signing up for it, so, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't even know, but I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll do it, whatever.
This is what we're going to do. We take a Mentos, okay, and we put it in Zuzu's ass. Okay? Then we take a Diet Coke bottle and we dump the entire 2-liter contents of a Diet Coke into Zuzu's ass. The foam comes shooting out of her ass. Are you going to let that foam hit you in the face?
And then we drink it?
Then I will get you a cup with ice.
No, you let the foam hit you in the face.
I get ice too? Oh, shit. I moved up an aura.
The foam hits you in the face. Will you let the ass foam hit you in the face?
I don't know. What does it do to you? Burn your nose? Burn your eyes?
Dude, it's soda. It's Diet Coke.
An ass.
An ass?
Yeah, the foam comes directly out of Zuzu's ass.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'll do that.
That didn't take long.
It didn't come out that far looking piece of ass. I'll do anything. Fuck it. Let's do it.
All right, brother. Hey, we're going to cut you loose, dude.
Oh, that's fucked up, man. You
gotta
be from the show.
Dude.
Well,
I know
how it works.
Do a
fucking
show
with us instead of...
I know how it works. I know Trisha's hand is close to the fucking...
No.
So it's all right.
They're telling us we've got to move on, that we've got to let you go. So,
who's they? Who's they? I haven't said shit.
Thomas Vitlin.
Oh, yeah, well, him.
So you're back...
It's cool, man. I understand. I know how it goes. It's all
right. You're back next week, right, brother?
Yeah, I'll be there.
My nig. Decaf, take us out to break.
Alrighty, man. Y'all go do the rest of the show.
Break.
Take us to a break.
Take us to a break.
Alright. Oh, take us to a break? Well, you are listening to the number one worldwide show in America, Spank Wagon Waiting Room, baby.
What the fuck?
I don't think you can address it. Thanks, Decaf.
Dude, he is so drunk. How do you feel out there?
Oh, yeah. All right. Check this out.
Inside. Look at me, I'm falling off to a cash machine to get a ticket home. A message on the screen says don't make my job broke. No, no, this can't be right. I know the times is tight. I've only just been paid 3 weeks, 5 days till I'm seen. Skip the fair, ticket inspectors there. No, no, this can't be right. I live an honest life. It seems like sometimes you don't cross the line. Tried to play it safe, but now we could not wait. No, no, this can't be right. She said it would be alright. I can't afford to be a daddy, so I leave tonight. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Spankwagon Radio. Hi, boys and girls.
Hey, boys and girls.
I see we have some new people in the chat room, as well as some old favorites. Look at Trencher. Trencher is Mr. Pissy Pants today.
I'm just in a bad mood.
He's a little poop pants.
I've been in a bad mood all day.
Aww. You want me to make you happy?
No, I'm good.
All right, then fuck you then.
I was going to say, you should go over and sit on his lap. That'd make him happy.
All right.
Oh, man. Not when I'm having a day where I don't want my personal bubble and space and all that. What are you doing anyway? Because we're supposed to be doing talking and you're typing.
Where I'm just talking to the chat room.
Talk
giving them
to
the,
them with your
I'm
voice.
I'm giving them the link. I'm oh, good. God okay. Damn it. You get your hands out of the way and let her sit on your lap.
Nah, that's cool.
Don't be a killjoy.
I am always a kill.
Dude,
wow.
That ass is fantastic and you don't want it on your lap. Look at him. He's got his head, forehead on the mic. He doesn't know what. Hold on here.
No video proof, please. You know? Ooh. See, I maybe actually do. Well, yeah. That's,
there you go.
That's good.
Isn't she fantastic? Oh, my. So, anyway, if anybody would like to call in, now
well,
would be a good
I'm
time.
Spent.
Spent, hard, erect, and ejaculated.
Yeah, all that. Oh, I tell you what, I warned you guys right away I was going to call this one, and I'll tell you what. One, I'm not in the mood to do anything. I was hoping for more of the bits and stuff, and, you know, I don't...
No, I understand, dude. I totally get it. I get it. But, oh, don't even... he shut his own mic off. Well, pay attention, because the phone's going to ring. I understand. Trench is kind of a little miffed. You know, we thought we were going to have stuff to do tonight, and as per usual...
We don't have anything to do.
Porn stars are unreliable. That's it. I don't know what to do about that shit, you know? But we are going to have Lexi back in the studio soon, which is going to be good. Lexi's hot, and Lexi's a lot of fun.
As a matter of fact, what was it, last week I got a text from Gerald Saunders saying that Lexi Sexton will be back on the 11th. So Friday, July 11th, I believe that's the date and time.
Yep.
She will be back in studio, and if anybody remembers from the last time, oh my God.
Oh geez.
Wow.
Think we can get her naked in the studio this
you
time?
You know, that's the
thing.
I can
get her naked
they
in
did
the studio.
The Kenyan, well, Yeah, you don't understand. That's completely hot. The fact is that last time they did a photo shoot out in the green room. And so this time, hopefully, they'll do the photo shoot in the studio here amongst us so we can stare at her and ogle. Because ogling is good.
I like googling.
No, Lexi is hot. I like Lexi. She's a lot of fun. She seemed like the kind of girl who was just ready to go completely nasty on us.
Yeah, but
every girl is ready to go completely
nasty. Every guy's
it's
hope.
It's just the way that you ask for it.
Really? And what is it that we would have to ask to get you to go completely nasty? I'm just wondering.
Well, that I can't tell you because
let's find out what the caller thinks. Caller. Yep.
And you hang up on her.
I haven't hung up on shit.
Zuzu, I will find out what it takes to get you to go nasty. I will find this out. Would you like to go shoe shopping?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's go.
It must be decaf because I tried again. Let's try it again. Caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller.
Hello.
There she
Hello.
Is.
My name is Deborah.
Speaking of girls that'll go nasty, this is one for you.
Really?
Deborah is a blast from the past. Deborah and I used to hang out when we were in high school together. And you know what's so funny? Last night, Ken and I were talking. He reminded me of an incident, Deborah, with you, me, him, in the Wendy's parking lot where you just got bored and decided to show us what your boobs looked like.
Nice.
I had forgotten about that. Deb is a good friend of mine, and she is a naughty, naughty girl.
She's a bad girl.
She's a very bad girl.
Yeah. Somebody needs to come into the studio.
She would love to, but
right
she's in Louisiana.
Out of Louisiana.
Somebody needs to take a road trip.
She's very naughty.
Yes.
So say hi, Deb.
Hi, Deb.
At the moment, I'm just kind of hanging out of the house, but hi, everybody.
Are you naked yet?
No, I'm actually sitting out on the driveway in my sweatpants and a t-shirt. And that's about all I got on.
You need to cut off those sweatpants, make them into little booty shorts, and then you'll be good to go.
Oh. Not that anybody would be able to appreciate them as dark as it is out here.
Doesn't matter.
You guys don't have electricity out there in the woods, do you?
Nice one. Yes, we do.
Are you sure?
On my laptop,
hey,
out the driveway.
It's whatever they can hand crank up.
Yeah, I'll show you a hand crank.
So, heyo. So, Deb, talk to the people. Tell them who you are.
Doesn't need a hand crank.
What was that? Say that again.
I said, I'll show you a strap-on that doesn't need a hand crank.
Ooh, battery operated.
This could be interesting. This could to see yes. who can out flirt with the other one. That could be interesting.
Well, I'm bi, so you know it all works for me.
Somebody needs to take a road trip.
So Zuzu will be heading down to Louisiana by next week.
That's right.
So say hi to the world.
I'm in the glorious, wonderful Monroe, Louisiana area.
I like that Louisiana.
Yes, the sad part is I grew up in Las Vegas and I didn't get a southern accent two years after I moved here.
Huh. Hot, sweaty.
It's like Stupefy the Min Hour right now. That's all
you know
this
what?
Is.
Yeah, this is, I just,
so hot out
they're
there.
They're trying to
the
get
dark.
Each other wet. That's the funny part. And
it, sweat dripping down between your boobs.
Yep.
That's all you have to say, Deb? Come on, fire back.
You gotta have somebody to lick it off, though.
Yeah, that's always a bonus. And I'm picky. I'm sorry, but I know I'm incredibly picky. I don't just strap one on for anybody. I don't just lick anybody off, and I don't just let anybody do it to me either.
So Deb,
I don't mind taking the strap on to anybody.
Well,
I'll
tell us
there.
What.
There's a bit of the twang right there.
Then,
well, wait
then tell us what you like. Let's see if we can qualify.
We should book her on the show so she could be your chick with dick that you've been trying to book for months now.
Yeah, my tranny pulled out. Wait a minute.
But don't bum.
I'm all girl. I've already had a kid. Thanks. I've had two.
Okay.
C-section or stretch you out?
Say again?
C-section or did it stretch you out?
I got stretched out. I went all nauseous.
Well, you know what happens, though? They just take a little needle and thread, and they fix that shit right up. And then you do exercises, and then everything's nice and tweet again.
And you know what really helped out with getting that all nice and tied up? And every woman that's listening to this should really take this in consideration, but do yoga.
Yeah.
Yoga and Pilates will actually
Pilates will fuck you up, but yeah, that really does work.
So...
Yep.
So, Deb, you said you're picky about women. What do you like in a woman?
Well, typically, she's got to have attitude.
I'm there.
She's got to have personality. You've got to have some sort of attitude. Otherwise, I just can't go there. I'm sorry. I need a woman that's going to fight back. I like the mean little
delicate. I will
knock
your ass out. Let's go.
I like them nice and delicate. They look like they can break in half if you just touch them. You know, it's kind of like that, a little delicate with meat on their bones. I'm a hips and ass girl.
I got ass.
I gotta have hips and ass.
I gotta have something to hold on to.
When I'm trying to take care of business, you can try crawling away, but if you got hips and ass, you're not going anywhere. I'm sorry, I got you nailed down to the bed, sweetie. You're not going anywhere. You can try.
Ooh, so
so you gotta
meaty.
Have hips and ass.
Okay, what else?
Well, I like fire.
Oh, so I like fire it. Too.
Yeah, I like it when a woman fights back. Verbally, physically, sexually,
punch
anyway.
You in the face.
Hey, Deb, do you like redheads?
I want to get a fist fight with you, hon.
Deb, do you like redheads?
I want to wrestle with you. I want to pin you down. Or vice versa.
We'll get some little pool action going on.
Yeah.
Be good. Get all slippery.
Deb, you ignored me twice. Let's ask a third time. Do you like redheads?
Yes, I do.
I'm in. I think we may have a love match here.
I do like women with either red hair or dark hair. Blondes don't do it for me unless you're a guy.
Okay, well, that's not a problem. Zeus is a redhead.
So those work for me. Cute little feet or well-manicured feet.
That's me. You know,
that's always a bonus.
Bless you.
Somebody in general that just takes real good care of their body and their mind, challenges themselves on a regular basis. Like I said, you got to have personality. As above and beyond anything, if you've got some sort of personality, you've got my attention.
Yeah.
I don't care what you look like. If you don't have anything between your ears, you're going to lose my attention.
Nice.
I got to have an intellectual person. I got to have somebody that's going to keep my attention. Otherwise, I'm just going to get lost. I'll go somewhere else. Like, same thing with men, though.
Step
if you don't have
mic,
anything
yo.
Between your ears, I'm not coming back. I guess that's a bonus for you, huh, Murphy?
That's always a plus for me. Yeah, Deb and I have an interesting history. It's one full of fun.
And come.
Yeah. And it's so funny. The other day, I just got a MySpace message. It was like, oh, my gosh, what the hell's going on? And it's Deb. And it's like, holy crap. So it was funny bumping into you again. And then we've chatted on and off here and there. And so, by the way, the Ken we were talking about, you were right. It's Ken Furlow, not the other Ken. So it was the other Ken here. So I think we have another call coming in.
All right, cool. I got someone on line two.
Hello?
Second.
My girl. Is it?
Hello.
Woohoo!
We got a threesome going on.
All your little Louisiana people are calling in.
Is this Carrie? A wicked accent, too.
Yes, it is Carrie.
Now, Carrie, we've got Deb on the line here, and we've already found out what she likes. So she's trying to swoon Miss Zuzu here. What would you tell us that you would like us to know about you and what you look for in a woman?
Oh gosh, tits and ass are definitely a must. I agree with Deb on that one.
Okay.
And good attitude. I'm not all into that fighting back thing she's talking about. I have no idea what the fuck she's saying.
I will adjust.
Listen to her. You'll understand what I'm talking about when I say attitude or fighting back. When you hear what she's got to say. You'll understand why I love that woman. I'll be the first to admit, and I'm sorry, Carrie, I'm going to have to call you out, but she was the first woman I was ever with.
Really?
Yes, she is, and she's also my best friend.
Okay, so, Carrie, let me ask something. As someone who knows Deb's vagina intimately, is she is she an insertion girl or more of a clit girl?
Oh, it depends on her mood, really.
As does
really
everything
does.
With every girl.
It also depends on how drunk she is.
Oh, really?
That also is also a big thing.
Treasure, ask something other than just sit there and masturbate.
I will get freaking nasty when I get really drunk.
Will you now? So, girls, you on the phone. If let's say you the two of you had Ms. Zeus in a hotel room, naked, covered in baby oil, what exactly would you do to her?
I like honey.
Excuse me, covered in honey. What would you do to her?
Whatever she asked.
This is where you tell us.
Exactly what I said. Whatever she asked.
I like to be manipulated. It's a so whatever you come up with, I am down for it.
And I'm talking to all them. Hold on, I'm talking to my husband. Tell him what I'm doing.
Look at him at the fucking room. What the hell?
So we can tie him up, or we can tie you up, Mrs. Zuzu.
Yeah.
Okay, we can tie you up, and we can pour honey all down your chest and on your nipples and work our tongue down on all that, too.
And then
down your stomach.
What'd you say?
And then play with the honey.
Get him out the goddamn room.
This could very well be the greatest phone call conversation we've ever had. So, Zeus,
you don't mind being bitten on the neck a little bit, right?
Oh, I'm a big biter.
Oh,
I will leave
good.
Bruises.
I love to be bitten. She's already winning points with me, Murphy. I'm sorry.
She is a winner. I have to tell you guys this. She is an absolute winner.
Yep.
She
can handle biting and being tied up and then just, you know, having somebody lavish every part of the body. She's won points with me already.
So let's ask this as a question here. Girls, now, what particular part of Zuzu would you focus on your specific attentions? What would you focus on?
I like spending time on, like, neck and shoulders or, like, the inner thigh. I also like working on the ass, like, nibble, kissing on those specific parts of the body.
Now, are we talking...
Playing with the hair.
Are we talking, like, ass as in cheek or ass as in the chocolate starfish?
Well, I can go for that if I have to, but I prefer to just work on the ass cheeks at first and then just kind of work my way in. See, with women, it's different.
Uh-huh.
Men, they're all about one target. You know, you're going for pussy or you're going for the ass.
Boobs
all
or something,
that's all
yeah.
you care about.
They're stuck on it.
Yeah, right.
You gotta move around, man. Get off my tits. What's wrong with you?
No, I was just saying we focus in one place. Okay, so...
Yeah, right. So with women, when it's woman to woman, we focus on the other parts of the body because we realize there are other parts of our body that need to be stimulated.
Even though, you know what my favorite part is? My back. If you play lightly with my back, don't do it, Murphy.
Gonna take notes.
Get the fuck away from me. But,
Yeah, hold on.
But that is like my favorite. My back will arch and it just goes all crazy and it's stimulating.
Now, are we talking like the upper back or the lower back?
All
of it. Just all of it?
The whole thing. If you touch it right, and usually girls always get it right. Guys are like, they stumble and they hesitate
because
they're like trying to kiss you at the same time, and guys can't do two things at one time. Like if they kiss you and their hands are moving, they like jerk a lot and they stop.
You've been with some rather awkward individuals, haven't you?
I don't think you could do it either,
Men
Murphy.
Get lost.
They do.
Well, that
very
sounded
often
like a
you
challenge.
Find a man that's multi-talented that can actually chew gum, talk on the phone, drive a car.
Impossible.
And talk on the internet all at the same time. You just can't find
shit. If you can smoke,
sex,
drive
a
stick at the same time and talk on the phone, you are mine.
And chew gum.
Playing with the Hooters again.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Oh, wonderful.
So, ladies, I guess it's just when are you bringing your asses out to Vegas, getting in the studio, and we're setting up the cameras, apparently.
I have a lot of cameras, so girls, come to me. Come to me.
Come
we'll
to her,
out.
On her,
come
with
play
her.
With me.
Wow. That
sounds very fun.
You know, I just really only have one other question, girls. I mean, as much fun as this sounds like, look, it's time to change gears.
It's actually time to wrap up the show.
Yeah, that too.
Bow.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you,
lady. I love you.
Look at that. We have a new bisexual lesbian contingent.
Yay.
Who ever thought that would happen on Spankwagon Radio?
Misogynistic radio wins. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to...
Spankwagon Radio.
We do have a lot of people we need to thank, of course. All of our syndicates, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for studio time, space, and wonderful phones. Big thanks to KC Host Radio Network, Dora from Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, Radio X UK, Dwar, thanks for... He can't even get up from his desk now, he said.
Well, I don't think it's he doesn't want to get away from. I think it's just if he does,
yeah,
he's going to knock over a lamp.
across the room. Trax Radio, also a big thank you. If we're not live, check us out. We're in the archive, podcast.lvrocks.com. Don't forget to check us out, myspace.com/spankwagon and Spankwagon Media. And, of course, big thank you and a huge thank you, Canis Hosting, canishosting.com. Check them out to get bandwidth, rates, prices, so you can host your own site, get your own domain going. You, too, can get lesbian phone callers. And if you love us, use the coupon code SPANKWAGON. I've been your host, Trencher, phoning this in.
Guys, remember, if we're not live, you'll find us in the archive.
We podcast. Already said that.
Did we? Sorry.
Why don't you just say who you are?
I'm Murphy.
I'm Zuzu.
And we will be back next week, hopefully with something better than this. Not that, though. Nothing could beat that.
Just take down the music and just let her take us out like that.
Fantastic.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.